everybody. I hope y'all are having a good night. I am in my bathtub and I am just relaxing. I was supposed to be doing two stories, one innocuous story and then one dirty story, but due to technical difficulties and maybe a misstep press of a finger, I might have deleted over 20 minutes of that, so I might have got a little mad and started over doing something different. So I found a 100 dirty questions to ask her, so I thought maybe I would go through those and answer them while touching myself and getting through that, and then when I'm done, then I can finish the job. Anyway, question one is, what's your favorite pair of underwear? Weird fact about me, I don't like underwear. Not because I think it makes me sexier or anything, it's just, I don't know, I don't like to mess with it, you know. That's just me. Unless it's, you know, that time, I don't like to wear them. Where is your favorite spot to be kissed? My favorite spot to be kissed is probably on my neck. I like it when someone kisses me on my pussy before they eat it. I think that's really nice and it's kind of cute. How do you feel about kissing in public? I think it's fine to a certain extent, but I wouldn't want to have to, like, force someone to, what, you know, I don't know. I'm really big about consent, and I don't want to object someone to something that they don't want to see. Food before fun or fun before food? It depends on what kind of food you're eating, I think. If it's something light, like a salad and maybe a light pasta or, you know, a soup, that's not bad before having sex. But if you're going to go to, like, you know, a barbecue and eat, like, a lot of heavy, greasy things, then I would not suggest that. What is one thing that gives you butterflies? How someone approaches me or, like, grabs me or the way they talk to me. If, let's say, for example, if a man approaches me confidently and smiles, maybe, like, grabs, like, touches my arm or reaches and, like, grabs my hand from, you know, gently or firmly from, like, my side and is just friendly, like, that can do it. Being called cute names, like baby girl, that I hate saying that because there's this thing on the internet where people are like, are you lost, baby girl? Like, ugh. But yeah, you know, just that. Yeah, just those kind of nicknames. Do you like to hold hands? I love to hold hands. Even I like to hold hands with even my friends. My platonic friends. If I have someone in my life that's having a bad day, I love to hold their hand. Do you like to be hugged? Yes, I'm a big hugger, actually. I love to hug people. I think that's a wonderful way to connect with someone. Am I a snuggler? I am. I love to snuggle, especially on, like, those dreary days. Ugh, I love to snuggle. And I will be the big spoon just as happily as I will be the little spoon. I love to bury my face in, like, between someone's shoulder blades and just, like, you know, get in there. Would I rather possess good looks or intelligence? Intelligence. All day. Do you think about people when they're away? Yes, I do. If I get attached to someone, I always think about them when they're away. Do you ever try to picture people naked? Not intentionally. Sometimes I do, yes, but I don't know. It's not something that, you know, I think to myself, like, ooh, I bet they look really fucking good naked. I really don't do that. The most erotic dream I've ever had. Oh my god, I had a hell of a wet dream when I was in high school. I had been watching XXX before I went to bed that night, and back in the day I had a huge thing for Vin Diesel. And in the dream, I was tied down to that four-poster bed in that one bedroom where he walks in and the lady's like dancing on the... Yeah, I had a dream that I was tied down to that bed. And right when he like jerked my pants down to start eating me out, I woke up. And I was so fucking pissed because I had soaked my underwear. Because back then I used to wear underwear, now I don't. What is usually your first impression of people? Whether or not they seem like they're good people. Like, if they seem shady or my female intuition starts, you know, ringing bells, then that's usually what my first impression of someone is. And then after that, it is their smile and their hands. You can learn a lot about a person by their hands, men and women. And people's smiles say a lot about them as well. Do I give pet names, and what are they usually? Oh god, darling, sweetheart, sugar, or sugar, honey. Some of these are like specific to someone else, and I'm just... What is my favorite thing about when I'm with somebody? Being a dumbass. I'm a goofball. I like to have fun. I don't like to, you know, act like I've got a thumb stuck up my ass all day. I like to genuinely have fun. It doesn't have to be out and about. It can be at home. There's a lot of, like, boob jokes, fart jokes. It's just stupidity. It's a lot. What are the reasons why you think people like you? I'm hoping it's my personality. I have a stellar personality. Oh, God. Would I ever go skinny dipping? Yes, I have, and I love it. What do I see in my future? I don't know. I really don't. That's one of those questions for me that's always hard for me to answer because everything changes. I'm thinking about this way too much. I'm gonna take a break and I'm gonna like get some soap here. Oh my god, this smells so good. So, y'all should tell me about your dates and what all y'all did today when you get a chance. And if any of these questions stick out to you, then you should answer them and let me know. Because I'm nosy and I like to know these things. I bought a new body wash and it is called Honey Cream and Lavender and it smells so good. Sometimes you just gotta give yourself a massage. My shoulders have been like really tense lately, and I think they're my traps. My nipples got hard. Do you think you're beautiful? I think beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And that's kind of like a corny, touche answer. Not touche, but you know what I'm trying to say. It's one of those, you know, like, as much as you hate to say it, it is kind of true. Have I ever flirted with a stranger online? I'm not going to answer that. The reason why is because, yes, I have. If you could take a date anywhere, where would you want to go? Ooh. I want to go to, like, a library in Europe somewhere. Like, one of those big old libraries that has that, like, old library smell. Like, the books. It'd be nice to be pressed up against one of those and be surrounded by, like, the smells and the environment and just, like, have, like, a really hot makeout session away from the prying eyes of everybody else. Hot showers or bubble baths? Right now, I'm in a bubble bath, but normally it's hot showers because I'm usually in a time crunch. But bubble baths are nice. Would I invite someone on a first date? Yes, because all that whole you need to wait so many dates is bullshit. Like, if you click with someone, you click. And there's nothing wrong with clicking with somebody and then being horny and wanting to see exactly how good y'all go well together. Glass of wine or a six-pack of brews? It depends on the company. I'm not really a beer person, but I can go for, like, a Michelob Light with a steak or a burger. That's not bad, but I like wine as well. Have I ever wanted to role play? Yes. Would I ever use bondage? Most definitely. I think that shit is hot. Bondage is intimate on a whole nother level, I feel like, because you're reliant on someone else. But you have to be super safe. Where do I like to be touched? If right now is of any example, I like to be touched to my thighs. And I like to touch my breasts. And I like them to be played with. But also like for my ass to be rubbed. And I love to be fingered. I don't know what it is about being fingered, it's just hot. Do you think sex should be anywhere, not just in a bed? Yes. I don't see why people limit themselves. Is there any moves that you've never tried but always wanted to? Oh, I'm sure there is, yes. I just can't think of them right now. I'm starting to get a little distracted. Do I like to mess around with extreme temperatures in bed, like ice or wax? Yes and no. I don't like to be burned, but I don't mind heat, and ice don't bother me. What kind of props do I like to use in the bedroom? Blindfolds, ropes, toys, anything that sounds good at the moment. What are three places I'd do it outside of a home? I want to do it on a porch. I want to do it shoved up against a tree. And I'd like to do it on a pier. I think it'd be hot. Classy lingerie or fuzzy pink handcuffs and blindfold? Ooh, classy lingerie. Definitely. If someone was a motorcycle, what would you want to ride on the front or on the back? The front. Do I let my hair pulled? I love my hair pulled. Do I like biting? I love to bite. I love varying my bites from gentle and teasing to I will break your fucking skin. I have naturally really sharp canine teeth on the tops and the bottoms, and I have been known to break skin. Do I like scratching? Yes, but also like to be scratched as well. I love to be teased. Do you like being teased? Yes. Yes, I fucking love it. I'm teasing myself. What is your favorite thing about my body? I've already covered that. Have I ever peeped in on anyone changing? No, because I'm not an asshole. Am I virgin? No. If I had a bedroom bucket list to fulfill, what would be on it? I want to be suspended at least once, and I would love to learn enough about suspension and whatnots to do it to other people. What is my favorite position? I've got a few. Oh fuck, I'm starting to get really turned on. I like being face down in a mattress with my legs closed, laying down. That's fun. But I also like it when I have a woman's hood on my face. I like to be face down, ass up. You know, when you press your chest and your face and everything into the mattress, and then... Fuck it. There's a lot of repeating questions on here. Have I ever flashed somebody? Yes. Do I prefer to be in control or being controlled? I like to do both. Have I ever sent someone out a picture? Yes, I have. Do I like to quote unquote Netflix and chill? Who doesn't? Is there anything I am too nervous to tell to someone in person? No. No, I'm a firm believer that you should always be upfront and honest about what your desires and wants are. Your place or theirs? My place. Not because, I don't know, I feel like I'm gonna, it might float back to a control thing. What am I thinking about right now? I'm thinking about that this whole situation is really fucking hot. You have 20 minutes to do anything with someone. What do you do? Well, if it was right now, I would probably want to be shoved against the wall and have my face held down. someone slide their hands between my legs. Fuck. Oh, nice question. Ribbed or studded? Neither. What is something that someone could bring you that makes you especially grateful? Anything thoughtful. Doesn't have to be expensive, just thoughtful. Well, that was basically, I skipped over a bunch of questions because they repeat, but. Oh, okay, I'm done with that. Well. So. I guess it's just us now. But that does sound nice, don't it? To be in that position. There's just something hot about being not exactly powerless, but made to bend to someone's will. Fuck. My nipples are so hard. Every time. Darling, we gotta stop meeting this way. I hope you guys enjoy this. Oh, please. Please, please. If you guys think of any questions that you want to ask me, don't be afraid to ask, because I don't know, I like talking to y'all, and I hope y'all have a good night. Yeah. No, I gotta figure out what to do with myself again. Yes, thank you so much for listening, guys.